With everyone fighting for attention, how can your business stand out and connect with customers? Easy, with Constant Contact. Constant Contact's award-winning marketplace platform has helped millions of small businesses stand out, stay top of mind, and see big results fast. It's okay if you don't know much about marketing. Constant Contact's writing assistant tools and automation features help you craft messaging and say the right things at the right time. I use this to help write and send my email newsletters, and you should too. So get going and start growing your business today with a free trial at ConstantContact.com. Just go to ConstantContact.com right now. Constant Contact, helping the small stand tall. ConstantContact.com.
The College Football Experience, Week 8, 2022 College Football Season Preview Episode on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network, presented by WynnBET. Bet $50 at WynnBET and get $200 in free bets. Bet big, win bigger with WynnBET. Download the WynnBET app now or visit WynnBET.com. That's WynnBET.com, and start winning today. We're also brought to you by Sleeper. You already play fantasy in Sleeper, but now you can win cold hard cash with their over under game. Just head to Sleeper.com/SGP on your phone to join the SGPN group, and Sleeper will automatically match your first deposit up to $100 at Sleeper.com/SGP. We're also brought to you by us. Yes, the SGPN app. Make sure you download that thing and enter our free $250 US Open contest. Just download the SGPN app in the App Store and hit the contest tab, and then let it ride.
This is Brian Bosworth, AKA The Boz, and you're listening to SGPN. Let it ride, brother. Peace out. Boz out.
The College Football Experience Part Two. We're rattling off games. We're on pick 20. NC Nick is on the clock. So without any further ado,
like, you guys know me, my two favorite conferences are
ACC and ACC.
Sunbelt. He's a Fun Belt Sunbelt right. guy.
Let me take you to Sunbelt. Let me take you to a border battle that I know Patty C is going to love, especially one, because he's wearing the freaking hat. Marshall at JMU. You got West Virginia versus Virginia. You got the new Sun Belt East matchup here. And I think it is important too, because we don't know how these new teams are going to fit in. So why not? This is a fun game.
Yeah. I mean, who's had the better pro players throughout their program? You got what? Chad Pennington, Troy Brown, Randy Moss.
It's kind of hard to argue that.
You got Charles Haley.
That's true.
Scott Norwood, Gary Clark. What's that shitty quarterback for the Cowboys? Ben DiNucci.
Well, Vadley's probably better than him.
Probably is better than him, but
I want to see how far, because I hadn't considered this, because obviously we know Virginia.
What happened?
I don't know what happened. You got bounced again, man. All right.
What did you last hear? Did I go through my spiel of the game?
No. Let's hit it.
Let's give me something to talk about here.
Well, I said no. So I said it's a fun game because it's a border battle.
Oh, we heard that part.
New Sun Belt East. All right. Well, we don't need to rehash everything. It's a fun game. Go watch it. All right. God damn it.
I actually do enjoy this game, and I think both fan bases are, this should be a really fun game. And I'm very happy with the new Sun Belt. I remember, I think I texted Patty C. App State was playing Marshall, I believe, last year or the year before. And I texted him saying they should play this game every year. This game's awesome. Both fan bases are involved in this. And then sure enough, now they're there.
You know what I didn't even think about with this game?
What's that?
The strip clubs in West Virginia. Every time, this is where we would have to go to West Virginia. We were in like high school or whatever.
Yeah.
Fresh out of high school.
Charlestown.
Right. Yeah. But, you know, that was right on the West Virginia
border. How far is Huntington from Harrisonburg?
Huntington is 5 hours, or no, 4 hours and 40 minutes. That's the closest drive right now on MapQuest. Google Maps.
Shout out to MapQuest.
Either way, what I'm saying is you're going to have to drive across the state of West Virginia. Lots of hijinks going to happen for these two fan bases.
Go on MapQuest and tell me where the closest Blockbuster is. All right.
Wait, but this is at JMU this game, right?
Oh, is this one?
Okay. Yeah, yes. This one's at JMU, so well, this should be fun. Well, we will
deliver them a nice little ass kicking to start off this rivalry.
I'm excited. This is a good play. This is top 20. I agree. All right, Patty C. Oh wait, no. This is me. This is me here. I am taking you to. You know, I got to do it. I think it's. I don't know. You could make a case there. I'm gonna take a shot on something going on in Maryland. Wow. In Annapolis, Maryland. Houston, we've seen Air Force and Army fuck them up in the past couple of years, right? I think Army dropped 70 on Houston.
Yeah, I think Air Force dropped what, 63 on them?
Something Houston like that. Travels to Navy. Watch out. Watch out. You know, Dana Holgorsen, 12 win season. You come to Annapolis. It's going to be cold this time of year. Maybe.
A little chilly. Leaves will be falling.
Yeah. Losses will be taken by the Cougars. Give me Navy in an upset special in Annapolis. Ooh, I know NC Nick hates it.
Calling it early.
So overall 6-2 in Houston's favor. One of those was way back in like 1980 in the Garden State Bowl where Houston won 35-0. What happened there?
Garden State Bowl always. They should revive that one. Rich history.
They had a bowl game in East Rutherford.
Hey.
Is that the Giants Jet Stadium?
What year was this?
1980.
Yeah, I think
that was a packed house.
Yeah, around there. Yeah, I think
play Notre Dame in the national championship in 1979.
Joe Montana.
Soup game.
Yeah, chicken soup.
Those were some good Houston teams. And you know what? Last year was a good Houston team, too. What, they win like 11 games or something?
12.
Yeah, look at that, right? Man.
12-2. They beat Auburn in a bowl game.
And the defense is what really impressed me last year. So I think they might be able to have some success against that triple option.
We'll see. It's going to be nice and cold, though, hopefully.
They wised up, I do believe, by scheduling the bye before this long road trip.
Well played. Well played, Dana. All right. Pick 22, Patty C.
All right. I mean, I feel like on this one, I just kind of have to go with the quality of the game. Assuming there's some kind of potential rebound for TCU, Kansas State. Going to, what would that be? They're not Dallas. They're Fort Worth. People in TCU are hating me right now. We're going to Fort Worth, Texas.
I think you got to play this one, right? I almost played it with my pick.
The Wildcats will see the
even Big 12 hater Nick says you have to play this here.
Yeah. And a fantastic uniform matchup. Lots of purple in play here.
Who's got the better uniforms? K-State, right?
Oh, I'd say TCU.
Ooh, that's close. They're both beautiful. They're both gorgeous uniforms. Coin flip on that. I'm not going to touch it. We'll call it a tie. But in this game, Kansas State clearly has the advantage, even on the road, I feel like. But can TCU turn it around under signing Dykes? We shall see.
Yeah, it's definitely a top 30 game. Has to be played. It is a good football game. And I think you have a little contrast of styles going here. Climate against the air raid. Should be fun.
Yeah, I mean, what I guess... he had mixed it around Patterson, you know, with the likes of Trayvon Boykin or who was the guy before
Andy
that.
Dalton.
Yeah. I feel like he threw the ball some, so
no, but now
not I a mean, complete
Sonny Dykes coming in. You're going to throw the ball 70 times a game.
Yeah. It's not a complete overhaul, but they are going to have to change up their style.
I was actually shocked that what's our quarterback's name? Not Max Naki. He was a quarterback for TCU in like 1998, but who's the quarterback that we like from Iowa? Starting quarterback for TCU.
Dugan.
Yeah. Max Dugan. They got a lot of maxes there.
Take it to the max.
Max Dugan. Yeah.
The 80s are alive in Iowa.
I was really surprised that he did not hit the portal.
I'm interested in to see how he's going to do in that offense because he's not the most prolific passer.
He does not strike me as an air raid quarterback.
Right.
Was shocked he didn't hit the portal. We'll see how that works out with Sonny Dykes and Max Dugan. All right, NC Nick, you were on the clock.
I got a gem of a game for you. Duke at Miami. Now
had
I know
to
the
come
last,
out at some point.
The last two games have not been very pretty.
Still mad at those refs, aren't you?
Yes, the 2015 game. Remember when Miami got
gifted that bullshit where like there was like seven clips, a knee down, and players ran on and players ran onto the field. You had like seven different penalties. The game,
there was a forward pass. There was like two knee downs. There was like two blocks in the back.
You expect
they reviewed it and still didn't change it. I mean, that talk about something shady. That was very, very fishy. ACC either wanted Miami to win and you know, made the call and said, "Hey, make it happen," or somebody had a lot of money on this game.
A lot of David Stern shit going on there because five clips, a knee down, and then the biggest one was they had like seven players on the field.
Yeah,
extra that joint that from the sidelines came on the field in the middle of the play.
Patty,
and they still deemed it a touchdown.
I do recall it. I'm trying to look. I think it was 2015.
2015.
I'm looking at it. I want to see what Miami's record going into that game was. They had taken a couple L's. Maybe they were like, we can't give them any more L's. This was right after they lost to Clemson 58-0, actually. So that would have been whose last game? Rick's last game? Or no, was he fired after the...
I thought he left after the year.
I think someone was fired right after the 58-0 loss to Clemson.
Golden?
Maybe might have been Golden.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, and so maybe they wanted to say,
"Hey, don't recall that." But that was a crazy ass game. And honestly, like, I'm not gonna lie, this is a great game, and I'm sure most people don't care.
This game sucks, but it does bring up that one from 2015 that was just,
which is fun to talk about.
Yeah,
right?
I mean, that was the, you want to talk about a legit argument. When they went through, and I remember like ESPN did a segment or someone did a segment of like the seven calls that were missed, and the biggest one being like there was like 18 players for Miami on the field.
There were so many opportunities to stop it, and they reviewed it. You know,
even worse, they should be fired.
I remember watching it live, just like baffled, like what? Like, is this happening?
You know what the funniest thing about Miami is? They have managed to, they were like the last team I thought would have fit in the ACC when they joined the league. They were just thugging it out, you know, back in the early 2000s and for the 25 years prior to that, and the ACC being Mr. Academic Conference. But they have sucked and been mediocre for so long that they are an exact fit. They feel like they really belong.
They're like Wake Forest of Florida.
Right. Exactly.
They are.
Yeah, it's pretty much private university.
Private university.
No one goes to the games. It's just crazy. But
so Duke Miami's kind of got a very ACC feel to it.
It does now. It's crazy. We thought this thing was going to be awesome. We thought, oh man, Virginia Tech was loaded with Beamer. You mix in Bowden's Florida State with Miami. And you know, I think Louisville had some good years, and you thought this new conference, and Clemson was still good.
As soon as they joined, each one of them,
every one of them, but Clemson,
Virginia Tech had a few good years.
Yeah, a couple. 6-6 is a good year in Blacksburg. All right. Nick took us to Miami. This game is better than Duke Miami because Lance Leopold is building something. It's in Waco, where Dave Aranda has a knack for playing close games.
This game is not better than Miami.
It is
Duke. It's about the same.
What do you mean? Kansas just beat. What are you talking about?
Hey, Duke beat Kansas last year.
I know, but
can't really say they're better at this point.
They did.
Okay, but still, I still think year two, Elko in year one, is going to be harder to watch than Leopold in year two.
I think Kansas has a better chance of upsetting Baylor on the road than Duke does Miami.
Yes. That's why it's a better game.
Slightly better.
That's why it's a better game. All right. So give me Kansas at Baylor. Nick, your thoughts.
And not only did Duke win, they won 52-33.
That was like what, week two?
That was week four. Now the only problem with Duke is that they lost the next eight games. By like blowout.
Maybe Duke and Duke should have all these crappy teams. Maybe all these crappy teams should play each other. What, Kansas?
If you guys recall the end of last year, I was saying like lay any amount of points against Duke, and you guys were a little hesitant.
Yeah,
and I think finally Colby finally came around. I mean, you know, they lost 62-22 against Louisville, 47-10 against Miami. And I was like, dude, just lay it. I don't care if Miami's favored by 21. Lay it.
Hear me out here, though. On Leopold, he didn't turn that corner until, like, I feel like late October, early November.
Of course. Yeah, you're right.
Because they were getting their ass whooped by everybody early on. I mean, he needed a fourth down conversion to beat South Dakota week one. Fourth and goal from like the four.
Yeah, his mid-season like progression there, or progress, super impressive.
Yeah, and I really think this year he's going to give some teams some fits because I think he's ahead of schedule.
An offseason with full buy-in.
Got some transfers for some nice institutions. Let's do this. Jayhawks. This is going to be a close game. Kansas, Baylor, close game.
Fun basketball rivalry. It's about to be a fun football rivalry.
All right. Patty C, it jumps back to you.
Oh, you know, there's part of this. I'm going with my heart here. There's a handsome gentleman down in New Orleans quarterbacking those green wave of Tulane.
Michael Pratt. Thought you were talking about Willie Fritz.
Patty goes out of his way to say he's handsome every time.
I thought he was going to say Willie Fritz and his slamming hot self.
Well,
no, he said he's more attracted to the quarterback.
She's there too, but have you seen those golden locks on Michael Pratt? He looks like you know, like a statue where the guys with the little leaves in their hair, like back in the
Greek days.
That's how I imagine this guy looks in real life.
They made their, you know, I feel like a lot of those statues really, really kind of made their dicks kind of small. I feel like, you know what I mean?
That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about his hair. Okay. Well,
yeah, back then they were only like 5'2" also. So that's, I think, true. Proportionately everything was smaller.
Back then, didn't like the fat people always get laid because they had wealth, and that was just kind
that
of
was a status symbol.
So you wanted to be fat as shit.
Yeah. You're like, yo, I'm paid. Well, I mean,
like, I'm trying to look like Dan Salimoa. Well,
not much has changed. If you have wealth now, you still get laid.
Yeah, but different.
Yeah, but back then, like, the women were attracted to the fat people
because they were wealthy.
Buddha in the house.
Could speculate.
I would have done. I would have gotten so many buns in those Greek days. Maybe not the kind of buns that I would want. Anyway, let's look.
Kevin Duckworth would have cleaned house.
He definitely would.
You know, back in Greece. You know, in Athens, a long, long time ago. But anyway, all right.
Memphis. Meanwhile. Silverfish has a decent squad, hopefully coming to Tulane.
I think Tulane bit him last year, right?
Are we going to see these teams? This is, what would we call this? We would call this Mississippi River football. You know,
I like it. Didn't correct me if I'm wrong.
Music City is going at it. I mean, Memphis versus New Orleans. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, it should be a rivalry. Oh, yeah,
That is cool. They should do this every year. Now, hold on. Can we pull that up? I could have swore Tulane got the best of Silver Child last year.
Well, Memphis wasn't very good last year, so that wouldn't shock me. I'll pull it up for you. What was it, like 6-6 a year ago?
America.
Tulane sucked though. Tulane had a tough year last year. They got killed on the O line. Their O line was a mess last year.
Memphis was 6-6.
Memphis won.
They beat them on the last game of the season. Are they going to be playing this?
Tulane
last?
Beat them.
No. Memphis beat
Memphis
Tulane.
Won.
Okay.
33-28. Is this tradition?
Seth Hennigan threw for 336.
That's why I have Hennigan's.
But maybe they got the memo that this, you know, the River City, Mississippi River rivalry.
We should go. We should start this movement. We should all get on one of those river boats in fucking Memphis.
Yeah.
And go down to New Orleans
and party our ass off. And then vice versa. We'll go from New Orleans to Memphis when
that
they play.
That would be fun as shit, dude. Both those towns are fantastically fun.
But Dundee, you're probably thinking 2020 when Tulane won at home 35-21.
That might be what it is. Yeah, that might be what it is. I like this game, Nick. I mean, what are the chances you watch this one?
It all depends on what time it is. I mean, look, we're in the 20s now. What pick are we at? 25 or something?
Yeah.
25. We just did.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Good guess. It's a fun game. It's a decent game. Sure. What do you want me to say?
I said, would you watch it? Are you going to be watching it? I didn't ask you what I said. Is there a chance you're watching this?
It might be on a screen.
Okay.
It's not going to be, it's not going to be like on the main screen or something, but I'll be following along. Okay. Are you happy?
Yes. There you go.
Tulane 2-10 last year, despite nearly beating Oklahoma on the road on short notice. That one might've been the worst loss in Oklahoma history, but the year before that
was supposed to be in New Orleans.
Yeah. That should have been in New Orleans. The year before that, what was Tulane 6-6 in 2020? in 2019. They were
7-6, I think.
7-6. So it's not a terrible program.
No, they had a tough year last year on the, you know what it was their O line. I feel like everything else was somewhat decent, but their O line was just getting fucking just destroyed. All right. NC Nick with his, what is it, second to last pick of the draft?
Yeah, man, there's not a whole lot there. Let me stick in my Sun Belt then. We'll go Troy at South Alabama Thursday night, battle of the Alabama Sun Belt schools. I think it's a decent game here.
Yeah,
why not?
Something there.
I told you this is
in state action.
I know you think I'm being
in state in conference action.
I know you think I'm being like, you know, funny when I'm saying that I would rather watch this than Virginia, Georgia Tech, but I would rather watch this than Virginia and Georgia Tech. Yes, Brandon Armstrong's exciting, but I don't care about the ACC. The Sun Belt is very interesting to me.
And let's be honest, this isn't, you know, 1995. We'll be watching both.
Yeah. Yeah, it's true.
We can manage two games on a Thursday night easily.
Yes. Troy, South Alabama, Patty C, your thoughts? Who wins?
Oh gosh. I mean, South Alabama is a little bit behind Troy at this point, right? South Alabama, I feel like was a little better than I expected them to be. But Troy is a solid program. I need to pull up what their recent
Kane Womack and Desmond Trotter will be the starting quarterback, I believe, of the Jaguars there in Mobile, taking on Troy, and Troy's breaking in a new coach. But they are pretty damn good. I feel like they were 5-7, but they lost a lot of close games. I think Troy's a little bit better than their record indicates.
Troy beat South Alabama 31-24 last year.
There we go.
That was in Troy. Now South Alabama also 5-7. So going back to what is that? Mobile, perhaps a little revenge spot here.
There we go. There we go.
Very important game if these teams want to make a bowl.
Yes. There we go.
Could be.
So next up, pick Dundee.
When Dundee happened, he was a superstar.
All right. Pick 27, second to last in the draft. Wait. Yeah. Right. Is that how that works?
Yeah. Second. You're second to last one.
I am taking Friday night. We got a game on. Wait, you guys are fucking up. Okay. I'll take this one now. And then if you guys don't pick this in the next two, then I'll take it on my last one. But shout out to Welcome to UAB. Hell of a good guy. Give him a follow on Twitter at Welcome to UAB. They're playing the Hilltoppers in a fun one. This is look, Western Kentucky played for the Conference USA Championship a year ago. The year prior, UAB played for the Conference USA Championship. This
UAB should have. UAB should have last year if they would have went for it on 4th and inches.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
This,
crazy.
This would have been a rematch of the Conference USA Championship if our guy, Bill Clark, had a little bit of balls.
Questionable coaching there, and I'm a Bill Clark guy. That was very questionable. UAB, Western Kentucky. It's up there in what, Bowling Green, Kentucky. This should be a fucking blast. We should go to this game Friday night, lone game. Sign me up for a little CUSA before they depart.
This UAB. Isn't Friday night.
Yeah, it is.
Oh, is it not? Let me see.
What are you talking about?
No, Tulsa Temple's the Friday nighter. Think you got a little
really? Did I fuck this up?
I wish this game was Friday night.
Well, then I'm not going to take it.
All right.
Well, you've already taken it.
He's trying to get out of here. He's like, this fucking 2-hour podcast. All right. Well, shit.
There's no take backs here. Right?
All right. No take backs.
It's still a fun game. If it was on Friday night,
wait, it's on Saturday. I'm not watching this.
You know,
this is what I watch on Tuesday in the office.
If it was on Friday night, it should have been a whole lot higher.
Yeah, I agree.
But it's not. So,
good talk. All right. So then I think I'll just queue up this then.
What you just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard. At no point in your rambling, incoherent response were you even close to anything that could be considered a rational thought. Everyone in this room is now dumber for having listened to it.
Everyone listening to this pod.
I award you no points, and may God have mercy on your soul.
No doubt about that.
All right. Well, look, Patty C, you're on the clock. But before we get to you, Patty C, we got to get his page just one more time. Gonna tell you that the College Football Experience in the sweatshop here is brought to you by IP Vanish. Yes. And they're look, this is an awesome product. I really can't emphasize it enough, but did you know that browsing online using incognito mode doesn't actually protect your privacy? That is right. Without added security, you might as well be giving away all your private data to hackers, advertisers, your ISP, and other prying eyes. That's why we here at SGPN Studios in the desert, we use IP Vanish VPN to make it easy to stay truly private and secure on the internet. IP Vanish makes you it encrypts 100% of your data so you can safely flow through the internet. That means your private details, your emails, your passwords, your communications, your browsing history, and more will be completely shielded from falling into the wrong hands. Even your physical location will be hidden. IP Vanish makes you virtually invisible online. It's really that simple. You can use IP Vanish on unlimited devices without sacrificing on speed. You know, IP Vanish is offering an incredible 70% off their yearly plan for our listeners with a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's like getting 9 months for free, people. So go to ipvanish.com/SGP and use the promo code SGP and claim 70% off your savings. That's ipvanish.com/SGP. All right, Patty C, we are sitting here in the swamp.
I'm down on my last pick here. Yeah, and
the swamp ass is going.
There's one that we missed.
Is it in the Big 12?
No, it's in the Mountain West, and I can't believe it just wasn't on the list here. So it's way underplayed.
What is it?
We're going to
I'm curious as well.
Reno, Nevada for San Diego State at Nevada.
I don't know. Nevada lost a ton, buddy.
Nevada went 8-5 last year. Okay.
And no one is there.
They lost at San Diego State by 2 points. Okay, and now the game is in Reno next year. San Diego State, meanwhile, 12-2, runners up in the Mountain West Conference, beat a 12-1 UTSA team in the Tropical Smoothie Cafe Frisco Bowl.
This game is not at Snapdragon.
It's not at the Snapper.
Yeah, and I've been to Reno. All right, and that is a fun town.
That's putting lipstick on a pig right there.
I think
there,
Nevada might be dog shit this year, but I get your point.
I mean, you can't just assume a team is going to go from 8-5 to 2-8 or 2-10.
I didn't think we missed this one though.
Well, I do, and it's going on here.
Nick, did you think we missed this one?
No, you know, and we have a time for this game, and if anybody's watching on YouTube, they might have just caught me yawn because it is about 10:30 Eastern time right now, and this game is at 10:30 Eastern time.
Guess what?
22nd of October. So
do you know how many people live in the state of California? It's about 40 million people. Okay. It's biggest state in the country.
Quit moving to North Carolina. Stay out
and
there.
Guess when this game will be played in California or I guess in Nevada. Oh, 7:30 prime time. So I think there will be plenty of viewers watching this game. And because both of these teams were good last year, I think it's horrifically underplayed. Plus it's a little border battle, which you know, I love.
Yes.
Always just laughing over there.
I enjoy it. He's shitting on Nick. It's fun. You know, it's always fun, you know, here.
Shots fired.
And that's what happens when you come out to the West. All right.
That's right. The OK right? Corral.
OK Corral. There's a new sheriff in this town. His name is Patty C. All right. I just wanted to get that in there. I know that's fun. All right. NC Nick. There is a game that I thought we missed, and it seems like you guys have missed this one. It was not San Diego State and Nevada, but I'm curious if NC Nick will find it.
I'm not taking WVU Texas Tech.
What do you mean though? That game is gonna, that crowd will be lit. That's all you really want with a good football game, right?
Not doing it, buddy.
That is better than all these other fucking games.
What about a little? Yeah, I guess it is. Well, no, I'll stick with my actual Friday night game because this one is on Friday night. Tulsa Temple.
Oh my gosh.
Oh my gosh.
Lubbock will be sold out. You're going to a game that it's going to look like a fucking USFL crowd.
I know. I can't dress up this pig, but I'll watch it because it is Friday night and I probably won't watch any of that Texas Tech game. So there you go.
Tulsa Temple. The old Oklahoma versus Philadelphia showdown.
Yeah, the old Oklahoma Philly showdown. This goes back. Dude,
five years ago, Temple was like bowling every year.
You know, Wells Fargo, that's when they were on that that wagon, and they left from Philadelphia and they hit rough seas in Oklahoma.
There you go.
And that's why this rivalry goes.
The Oregon Trail rivalry here.
I'm just talking out of my ass. I don't know what I'm talking about, but Tulsa at Temple Friday night. Shame on you, ESPN, for picking this. If you did this seriously, fucking Big Ten draft, shame on you for this
one. So many other games he could have put here.
Dude, I mean, Tulsa's fun, but Temple's not. All right.
They're not.
If it was Tulsa and I don't anyone. All right. Tulsa and Tulane. In Tulsa.
What is it? Lincoln Financial? The Lincoln?
Yeah, and you play at this boring ass fucking stadium.
Be seven people there.
All fucking the Northeast doesn't appreciate college football the right way, you know? True.
This is all true, but it's also pick 29.
Yeah, but you took it over West Virginia at Texas Tech?
To be fair, Texas, I guess.
It's a better game, but hey, this is on Friday night.
It's more likely to get his eyeballs.
Chances are Friday night. Like I'll make this like a Netflix night instead of watching.
That's
this game.
True. I'm like, this is where you refresh the score on your phone and say, oh damn.
Right. It's like, all right, honey, you know what? Friday night, you're all my, I'm all yours. You know,
you're so sweet. Let's hang out together. Little does she know it's a fucking Temple.
You're strategic as hell about this. This is chess, not checkers, honey.
You know, the good thing I did see today, FBS schedules put out that the Ivy League will be playing on some of these Friday nights. And this is one where I actually think Harvard, sign me up for like Harvard and Columbia over Tulsa Temple. All right. I'm just going to go ahead and throw that out there.
There you go.
Last pick is yours, right?
Yes.
Are you going to
NC Nick's trying to get the fuck out of there. He's like, let's end this episode. I'm still ticked off about the Epstein talk. All right, here we go. I'm not taking you to Lubbock.
No.
Because you gutless people aren't taking it. Look, I'm taking you to Corvallis, where my Buffaloes.
Not a bad choice.
My Buffaloes are gonna make a bowl this year. Carl Durrell will be doing the Heisman pose. All right. And this is a fun game. This was a crazy game last year. I think Colorado got the best of them, if memory serves me correct. So Colorado at Oregon State.
So you're saying Colorado goes to a bowl and this is one of their wins? Can I remind you that I believe Oregon State was undefeated at home a season ago?
True. But you don't have the heart of Lions, Tigers, and Buffaloes. I'm taking, I don't know. It was either this. I actually want to throw a flag on the play because you guys really dropped the ball this episode. You guys missed West Virginia, Texas Tech, and you were going to miss Colorado, Oregon State, and you're going to miss Northwestern Maryland. You're gonna miss Indiana Rutgers. You're gonna miss Syracuse Clemson. Those have been some barn burners lately. Syracuse missed a field goal to send that game into overtime a year ago.
That's true.
And you guys played all this cockanimi. Okay, even Vandy, Missouri is better Vandy than fucking Missouri? Duke Miami.
No, Vandy, Missouri is
no, it's not.
That belongs on the what the fuck game of the week list. Let's be honest.
Speaking of which, we are about to enter that. Remember to subscribe to the College Football Experience on YouTube, Spotify, iTunes, all that stuff, because we're breaking down 131 college football teams in the FBS, and we'll do a little FCS preview and some 2.0 episodes. But this is our segment where we do the Lou Holtz, what the fuck game of the week? Why is this game scheduled? This game should never happen. No one wants to watch it. No one should ever watch it. Even if they were studying humans thousands of years from now, they should never be able to watch this game.
Well, I don't get day brain man cold,
but they're counting down 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1,
Patty C. And now you are on the clock for the Lou Holtz, what the fuck game of the week?
The top play in the Lou Holtz, what the fuck game of the week belongs to a former Lou Holtz team themselves. That is the Notre Dame of Fighting Irish hosting the Nevada Las Vegas Rebels. Why are you playing this game? Why is
regional battle?
Yeah, it's very regional. Although since Notre Dame is traveling to Las Vegas earlier in the season, Las Vegas is getting their share. Maybe Notre Dame is trying to push into Sin City for recruits. You know, who knows? Marcus Freeman dialing up new strategies here.
UNLV at Notre Dame, Nick. What do you make of this one?
No, good call. This probably deserves to be number one. This is awful.
2-10. Their only wins over
they lost to Eastern Washington,
New Mexico, Eric Barriere. And
how do these two teams connect? You know, like 131 teams out there. How did these two connect?
Yeah, Notre Dame needed a win. That's how they needed. That's how they connected.
It's like we should schedule someone from the Mountain West. Well, we don't want to play anyone good, so let's call New Mexico. Oh, they're busy. Okay, let me call UNLV. Because anyone else actually would probably pose a threat to Notre Dame.
It's just sandwiches. Notre Dame's this stretch of their season is so boring. Stanford, UNLV, and at Syracuse. There's come on, Notre Dame, spice it up a little bit.
Oh man, that is a fucking terrible play. Okay, NC Nick.
You know they're dialing up the SEC playbook. Maybe
they are. Look. Okay, I've been saying this. I said this off air before we started. I've been probably listing the top 30 games of college football seasons since like 1995. Right. I used to do it on a loose leaf piece of paper when I was a kid. I know I have no life. All right. But
you've been living the glory.
I cannot recall this season thus far.
Chalk full of shit games.
It just sucks. Like these games suck. Everyone's protecting themselves and the sport is getting ruined. Wake up, college football. Wake up. Okay. NC well, Nick, pick we, two. I'll say we still love football. So, I mean, the Sun Belt. I'm more excited about the Sun Belt, the new Sun Belt. And the Mountain West race, then all of this shit that we have, all these major matchups, like Ole Miss, LSU, I'm sorry.
When we finally get five undefeated Power Five teams and then Notre Dame undefeated and we have a 4-team playoff, maybe that is what has to happen for this bad boy to expand.
Yeah, I mean.
And we're on our way.
But I mean, let's be honest, guys. Before I know we're in the middle of the Lou Holtz what the fuck game of the week, but isn't this like the past 3 weeks have been pretty fucking boring, right?
Yeah, yeah. Maybe we're the season is backloaded to the extreme and we're about to get a bunch of, you know, awesome weeks of great games, but you're right. A little stretch here where, you know, it's been tough to name 30.
Yeah. I mean, this one hit like at like week 10 or the 10th game. Yeah. You're just sitting there like, and I felt like that happened last week and even kind of a little bit of the week before.
You know,
it's like,
let's throw positive vibes here. And
new Sun Belt, the new Sun Belt, the Mountain West are going to get us through this college football season.
There we go.
And the fact that Larry Scott's no longer the Pac-12 commissioner. So we will see the top two teams. Shout out to George Klavikoff. NC Nick, you are on the clock now. Lou Holtz, what the fuck game of the week?
Well, I don't get a brain man cold. But
you know, I'll save you the one FCS versus FBS matchup. And I'll take you to the airports. I got a layover at Charlotte on my way to Florida International. I mean, that just doesn't sound like a football game. Florida International at Charlotte. Even Charlotte's like logo looks like a plane and like a, you know,
it says it's a clit. Right. Right.
CLT Airport.
Yeah. Not too many people are going to be watching this game. Not too many people are going to be in the stands. It's going to be a pretty meaningless. I mean, for Charlotte, it might mean something because they're going to try to get to a bowl game again. But this is a pretty rough game.
How much do they fill up Jerry Richardson Stadium?
Not much.
They got packed for that Duke game, I felt like.
Yeah, well, that
they
might
beat
have been
Duke last
too.
Year. Charlotte beat Duke. Kansas couldn't have, but Charlotte did. Let's go 49ers.
I don't see the FIU Panthers fans traveling up to Charlotte for this one.
Well, maybe they're in a different part of the hangar. Florida International, Charlotte, Conference USA, fun before Charlotte departs for the rich tradition of the AAC. Mm. All right. All right. It's on me.
Well, I don't get a brain man cold,
but they're counting down 7-6-5.
I will take you to the one game. Look, fuck you, Tennessee. All right. Fuck you for lots of reasons. The Mike Leach thing, your athletic director that you fired for wanting to hire Mike Leach, the Greg Schiano thing, the fact you were paying players and you were still like 6-6 every fucking year, right?
Peyton Manning.
Yeah.
That dick.
Yeah, that lawn chair. But one of the main reasons to say fuck you to Tennessee, they don't play Memphis. They never play Memphis because they're afraid to play Memphis.
Shook ones.
Memphis. We'll beat them. That's why.
Instead,
they play UT Martin. UT Martin, the Skyhawks, They don't even play Chattanooga or East Tennessee State that was good in the FCS, you know, this past right. couple of years. They play UT Martin, and this is bullshit because, Nick, we brought this up. I don't think you were on this episode with us, but me and Patty C were talking. We went through the preview on Army. We went through the preview on Navy. We went through the preview on Arizona. Army plays Villanova, FCS playoff team. Yeah. Navy plays Delaware, FCS playoff team year in, yeah. year out. Blue blood. Arizona plays North Dakota State.
Wow.
This is bullshit. This is bullshit. This is what I mean, though, is that they pad these things, getting UT Martin, the Skyhawks, not getting even fucking Tennessee State and Eddie George would probably give them a better game than the Skyhawks. It's just also shit.
My problem is when in the season they play it also, if this is their one FCS opponent, week one or week two, all right, whatever. But this is like late October here now.
It's getting a second bye week. That's what that does. Yeah,
it's sandwiched exactly. between Bama and Kentucky. So that is essentially a bye. Nice little.
Who started this? Was it Bama?
What do you mean? Started this tradition?
These very late bye weeks.
Yeah, I don't know because I got to do a deep dive on that because I mean, unfortunately, guys, I know we're thinking the rest of the season is going to get better, and maybe it will in the Big Ten and Pac-12. But I do know that the ACC and the SEC have like I think week like 11 where they have 40 fucking games against FCS teams.
Right. Ridiculous.
We're hoping, but I'm saying, come on, at least why not they should just schedule Memphis? It's like the thing we learned when I don't know if you listened to our Arkansas preview, Nick, but it's actually a state law in Arkansas.
Yeah,
Chase Sessoms.
I listened.
That's ridiculous. We want to see Arkansas State in Arkansas. That's what makes college football fun is right. seeing some of these chances the little guy gets to go up in their own state to see JMU beat Virginia Tech.
I mean,
that was a fun preview though. So anybody out there that's still listening 2 hours later, go check out that Arkansas preview.
There you go. There you go. But wouldn't you agree? I mean, to have a state law going, I mean, they're not going to,
that's ridiculous.
Well, it's actually going against Arkansas State. Like so much, like what are you supposed to do with your program then?
Yeah. If you're the chancellor of that school, I'm guessing that's a state institution, but like you're clearly penalizing one school and rewarding the other school.
That's ridiculous. It's absolutely ridiculous. And Tennessee schedule Memphis. Come on. That would be a fun game every year. Would it not?
Yeah.
We've seen Memphis's success against Mississippi State and Ole Miss.
Chippy as hell in basketball,
yes.
right?
Yes. They played in basketball. How could they play this past year in basketball?
Yeah.
Why can't you do it in football? Come on. Schedule Memphis. Pick a phone. Schedule fucking Middle Tennessee State. I don't even care. Give us something besides this.
Iron sharpens iron. Come on.
All right, folks. Subscribe to the College Football Experience. We are on YouTube, all those platforms, Spotify, iTunes. If you give us a 5-star review, take a photo of that. Find us on Twitter at TCE on SGPN, or I'm on Twitter at DColbyD. Show me that photo and we'll send you a College Football Experience t-shirt. NC Nick's on Twitter at NC_NICK. Patty C is on Twitter at PattyC831. The Sports Gambling Podcast is on Twitter at the SGP Network. Give us all a follow. Get the SGPN app and make sure you check out our other platforms. We just talked to Penny Hardaway, Rick Barnes going on. We also host the College Basketball Experience where we talk college basketball year round. We also host the USFL Gambling Podcast as the USFL cranks into the playoff mode after this week, heading to Canton, Ohio. And I also host the College Baseball Experience. Tennessee Vols, the overall one seed. Ugh. Irish bit 'em. Notre Dame Fighting Irish bit 'em in Knoxville. So as that season heats up, we also have the MLB Gambling Podcast, the NHL Gambling Podcast, the NBA Gambling Podcast, the WNBA Gambling Podcast. All that shit's going on. So subscribe to the CFL Gambling Podcast. What's not to like about the CFL? Check out all those. I think you'll dig it. And till next week, let's keep on rocking in the free world, all right? This is the College Football Experience Week 8 preview. You better start thinking about yours, and we out of here. Do you come from a land down under?
Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance.
That's why I'm excited that Unified Healing is sponsoring podcasts on the Blue Wire Network. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System yet, then you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. Wherever you are across the globe, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/bluewire to learn more and find a center near you. That's Unified, UNIFYD, healing.com/bluewire. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE System.